This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody knows I can beatbox. Everybody I can beatbox.
Don't embarrass yourself.
I can beatbox. I got a producer, Dre in the house. I got my man Fat Joe in the house. Maybe this is my day. Maybe this is the
opportunity.
Are you really?
This might be your opportunity.
See, now I'm going to clam up, man. I'm going to get stage fright here. Oh, man. Let me get to know you a little bit, Joe, before I start.
I'm like nervous for you over here.
Hey, listen,
I have.
You've heard me do it when Joe's not around. I'll drop one for you.
You could beatbox, man. I know you could beatbox.
I could definitely beatbox. But it's right
where you got that at in high school?
Even before high school, man. I used to, I'm from Brooklyn, and I loved even the Fat Boys. I mean, it was a little corny back in the, you know.
No, not to me.
But the Fat Boys were good, man.
Yeah, I love the Fat Boys. Ever since hip-hop started,
yeah,
I would go to the jams or the block parties, and the first song I always heard was Fat Boy, Boy.
Yeah, that's how, and they had the movie, the Disorderlies.
Shout out Charlie Stepler.
I think a lot of people got to know the Fat Boys through Disorderlies. They didn't know. If you didn't know.
We didn't know them in Virginia. We knew them in New York,
I did, but you didn't know rap, you didn't know the Fat Boys.
That's true.
Until
that
movie came out, and you started listening to them. Now, this is your retirement.
What a career.
Album. I mean, this is, you're almost 50?
I'm 49.
So you're 49 years old.
Yeah, I'm almost 50.
It doesn't feel like you should be retiring, but why, you know?
It doesn't feel like that either. I love music. I love creating music. You know, it's just my daughter's like 13, mm-hmm. you know, and she's just like, yo, dad, when you going to be the dad that picks me up and takes me to school? So, I said, you know what, baby, man, anything for you, you know what I mean? So she was like, you know, I think you should retire. The good news is I hear that once they're 15, they don't want to talk to their dad.
So it's a two-year retirement.
It might be. That's what they, that's what the people have spoken. They like, yo, in 2 years, she won't want to be around you for nothing. So let's see what happens.
So what's this album? I know, Dre, you helped on this and were a big part of this. What's this album like?
It's amazing, man. We've been blessed to have people like, not people, but icons like Eminem on there, Mary J. Blige, young superstars like Bryson Tiller, Ty Dolla $ign, you know, the GOAT, Jeremiah, Lil Wayne,
Cardi B,
Unwell.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Joe. Yeah, you know, Joe was.
It's like a celebration album.
No, it is. It's a celebration album.
It's like our version of Dr. Dre's Chronic.
Oh, yeah.
2020.
Gonna get myself the Chronic.
Hey.
You got the bottle.
You was blowing some chronic for that. Could you pick the Get High song of the album?
You got to know the best track on the CD.
Hey, we got CBD. Okay, we got
CBD, baby.
CBD's legal. We're good with that.
CBD.
I got a question for you guys. When you sit there, this has always fascinated me because I imagine, I know it's not the same, but like if LeBron, Dr. J, Shaq, Kobe, and George Gervin got together and they tried to put something together. You have so many different minds and so many different styles. When you sit down with the list of people that Dre just mentioned,
it's a weird thing. To be honest with you, when we hear music, when we hear beats first, it's almost like when we was kids in kindergarten that you would buy these pop-up books like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the music actually tells you what to say, the beat.
Really?
Yeah, and then certain beats be like, yo, Eminem could go on here, or Mary J could go on here.
Okay.
Or maybe Ty Dolla, maybe this and that. So that's how, pretty much, that's how we've done it our whole career.
And you got to have an ear for that.
Wow.
Like you just know it? Is it repetition?
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? You know,
it's like in sports, it's repetition. You do something
well, you was doing stuff in sports that I would have no clue how to do it.
Yeah.
But you think everybody knows it, right?
I hear you.
So it's the same thing with music. When we do music, we think you can make the song. You can make the song. So I'm sitting up in there, and sometimes I'm working with younger artists or whatever, and I realize they can't do it. So I'm like, oh, they don't know how to do it. Like, I'm trying to tell them, yo, just, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
You got to know how to put the right people together. Like, when the Heat put Chris Bosh, they knew Chris Bosh would be the perfect fit for LeBron and Dwayne Wade when they did the big three.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people just put a whole bunch of big names together. That doesn't mean you're going
to
have a great
song. Because nobody's willing to step back on it. Chris Bosh was willing to take a little bit of a secondary
role. So we made sure that all the features, they played the position they were supposed to play. And, you know, it's a classic. The streets is calling it a classic. We're happy about it.
So that is Fat Joe, and Dre is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I know, listen, everybody knows your story by now. You grew up pretty hard, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm always curious, like, as you straddle the line of trying to, you know, make it, but also doing what you got to do to survive, and I know you've mm-hmm. talked about that, like, how many times did you cross over and really, you know, just in hindsight, do things you weren't supposed to do?
Almost do the really bad thing. You know,
I could have been in jail for life right now. To be honest with you, I don't want to elaborate, but you know, it was real. Like, you know what I mean? I was really in these streets for real. But I'm gonna tell you, like a fake movie, like a fantasy superhero movie.
All right.
The day I got signed for music, I never committed another crime. Hmm. I was like, this is my way out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way I'm going to do it. And I got to learn everything about this business inside out, become an entrepreneur, become the best rapper I can become, and I'm never looking back.
Well, Joe, let me ask you, like, athletes fall into this trap too. So they make it, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. They play basketball, football, they get drafted, and now got a couple million dollars in the bank. They can't leave it behind. At least they feel like they can't leave it behind.
Can't leave what behind?
Like the friends, you know, the
Well, you know,
we
got a thing called survivor's guilt. Yep. Right? So we got a thing called survivor's guilt. So where now you made it. Mm-hmm. So I'm from the bottom. Yep. I'm from the projects, welfare projects, the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody in my family. Like, I take care of my mother and father, my whole family. Otherwise, to this day, they would still be in the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just being honest with you.
No, I got you.
And so what happens is when you make it, everybody's like, he's a millionaire. So now you got the lady from next door who used to give you the pork chops when you ain't have no food. Yeah. She breaks a hip. Her son contacts you and say, we need $18,000 for the operation. How do you tell the lady no when you was poor? So you fall in this trap of you trying to help everybody, you trying to look out for everybody. But at a point, you got to cut the umbilical cord and be like, this is abuse. You're like, you know, some of it
take
is
abuse.
Taking
advantage of me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
now,
tough, man.
Now,
that's got
to
be tough
you
to
guys
watch.
Are sitting here with more gold and ice than I think I've ever seen. It's more expensive than this studio.
See, that'll look better on me than it will look on Tiki.
Let's be honest.
Joe, let me borrow that for the weekend, Joe.
You guys got all the muscles, man.
Muscles? This guy's running marathons, and I'm hanging off for dear life. Muscles. Trey, let me ask you this, Trey. What is Joe's best talent? Mm. You look at him, what do you say, man, this guy is a magician with?
His longevity in the music game, especially rap. If you can make it 10 years in rap, that's like an eternity. So, you know, I compare Fat Joe to the New York Giants, being that I'm a huge Giants fan.
Love
and, you know, whenever we're losing, I always tell people.
We'll be back. Don't worry.
I say, yo, we win one every decade. 86, we was there. 90, we was there.
Oh, he's a real
2000,
fan.
2000, the one we was there. 2010, we're there. Every decade. And Joe Crack has been able to, every decade, leave his footprint on hip-hop. And, you know, that's what makes him, you know, the GOAT that he is. I'm just fortunate to be able to be around him and soak up all the game.
For me, I think I'm the Big Papi Ortiz of rap.
I like that,
I'm not cool with a triple. It has to be a home run.
Yeah.
I got to strike out on my face. You know, dirt on my outfit. I want to strike out bad. Everybody boos me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one in the train station. You get what I'm saying?
I'm like Big Papi. You're not getting on the treadmill too often.
Not like Big Papi. We ain't. He looks good lately.
He does look good.
Did his charity down in Miami like about 2 months ago. But that's who I am. I swing for the fences every single time.
And you crushed it a million times.
If it was a song that sounded dope, it sounded like a hit. It was almost there, but wasn't. I failed because I really tried to put it out the park. Every single time.
I respect it, and I feel that it's Fat Joe and Dre with us here on the show in studio, which is pretty sweet. Tiki and Tierney, CBS
so
Sports Radio.
So the album is Family Ties. It was out last week, and you're on this tour. I think we're your last hit, so you can go get a drink after you're done with us.
You think they waited for that?
I'm performing at the Barclays tonight with
Oh, that's right. You're going tonight. Yeah. Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah. So it brings up an interesting,
we're still working.
It brings up an interesting point. So KD had some beef with something you were talking about, how KD and Kyrie couldn't make it with the Knicks, which is your team, obviously. You're a Knicks fan. And so that's why they went to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And then KD fired back at you and said, basically, you're trying to sell an album. What's your beef with KD and Kyrie, man?
I am trying to sell an album. Thank you for posting
it.
And
it worked.
And it worked. But no, I really wasn't. I was just being a real Knicks fan, upset, mad as hell they didn't come to the next, to the Knicks. So I'm jealous. Kevin Durant, healthy, is possibly the best basketball player in the whole NBA. And Kyrie Irving, the same thing, vice versa. I really wanted them to come to the Knicks. They went to Brooklyn. Why would you go to the Brooklyn Nets over the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden?
There's one answer.
Yeah.
Dolan. You know, there's two. You're either afraid. That's not the right word.
Yeah, yeah.
You're either leery of that kind of challenge or Dolan. Or both.
I think you get paid the same regardless. I think you make your $100 million or whatever you're making regardless.
Well, that's true. It's a guaranteed deal.
I think it's the same thing. I have friends like Tiki that I go to Rip Hamilton's house. I go to legends in this league. They all seem to have a plaque in their house with their sneakers and the ball when they drop 70 points in Madison Square Garden. So now, if this was a bummy place, if this was a crappy place, you didn't care to be a, why all of you guys have the statue of when you drop 50 points at the Garden?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So obviously, you really love heating up the Garden. Why not do it every night?
All right, so I know your first favorite Nick had to be Bernard King. That goes without saying. Had to be Bernard King.
No, I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
My favorite Nick was...
No, first favorite.
No.
My first favorite was Bernard King. Had to be BK.
You had to.
Who was coming to
I picked him the other day. They asked me to give me a Nick fantasy team. I picked Bernard King.
You got to pick BK. No,
CJ? Trey told me to pick... He told me to pick somebody else.
Who'd you tell him to pick, Trey?
He's a Heat fan. Now, you told me to pick somebody else. I picked Ewing and I picked Bernard King.
You got to pick Ewing and Bernard King. Trey, what are you trying to poison this guy?
You was telling me somebody else.
What's the other?
Clyde Frazier?
I think so.
Earl Monroe?
Oh, he wanted Clyde.
You better not pick Carmelo.
No.
You better not pick Carmelo.
I said Clyde.
You better not pick Carmelo.
Listen, we could talk about that.
Clyde, I gave him Clyde.
Clyde. He picked Clyde over Bernard.
I said Clyde and Patrick Ewing.
He's a Heat fan.
But still, I can't argue with that. I love Bernard. I used to go to Bernard King's basketball camp. So Bernard King's my favorite.
He was a point center combo, right, though.
That's why. And listen, Clyde Frazier was a winner, too. He won. I mean, come on.
I'm a Heat fan, so we support winners.
Get out of here with this guy. Go call Evan.
You know what I told Joe? What happened with the New York Knicks is that Pat Riley walked away and took the culture, the heart, and the soul of the franchise and brought it to Miami.
Are you from Miami?
I lived most of my life in Miami. I was born in New York, but I moved there when I was a kid when the Heat first started.
And so when Pat Riley went south, your fandom also kind of went south.
I
was a Ronnie Cicely fan.
Oh, Ronnie!
Syracuse.
Okay, quiz. All right, Ronnie Cicely. Who was Ronnie? I think he's still married to her. She was what? She was a... Do you know the answer to this?
It was a supermodel.
Yes, it was. But there was a play.
No, but Ronnie's still a handsome guy.
Ronnie's like, beast. Ronnie
I see
good.
Him at events. He still flies.
Yeah,
he looks good.
So I was
chest hair showing.
The Greek.
Not playing.
I've been a Heat fan since Sherman Douglas, Ronnie Cicely,
okay.
John Sunvold.
You're a real fan.
Miami Heat fan.
Ron
just Rothstein. Like the Giants, Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. You know what I'm saying? Guys like that.
All right, Trey, we get it, buddy. Stop showing
We
off.
Get it, Trey.
Let me ask you this, Trey, because there's some athletes that have...
Put them in the back for Bush. Put them in the back, dude.
Don't let me talk about Phil McConkey. But go ahead.
I know you've heard Dame rap, Lillard. Damian Lillard.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Like, here we go.
You hear some of these athletes trying to cross. I mean, it's a natural tie, sports and music. It just is. It's just you guys. We all hang out in the same circles. We see.
He's actually Dame very nice. Good,
and that's why I wanted to ask. Yeah, like, no, I hear him and I say, he's actually
No.
Dame's dope.
No. He's very, very good.
And KD's a producer too. But
I'm with Shaq.
Can these guys actually do album? Like, can they? Yeah, do a real
album? Dame Dollars. He could for sure. And he let go the other day. He let go of a mixtape the other day.
No. He really can rap. Yeah, he really can rap.
Now I'm going to
I'm for Shaq. You know him as Shaq. I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm on Team Shaq, too. But from a rap point of view, Shaq's rap is a little corny.
No.
But the last one against Lil Wayne was actually pretty good. Yeah. He hit him pretty good with that. That's true. That is true.
Yes.
That's true.
That's cool.
So who's coaching the Knicks next? It's got to be Mark Jackson. It's got to be Mark.
I mean, it scared me a little because I looked at Twitter a minute ago. They were saying it's between him,
Jason Kidd,
and Saint Jeff Van Gundy. Van Gundy. Now, Van Gundy,
you don't
I don't
want
fight.
Van Gundy.
I want Van Gundy too.
Okay.
So listen, it was a clear shot, Mark Jackson for me.
Mm-hmm.
It still is.
Yeah.
But he scared me with Van Gundy because the only time we were any good,
scared
Van
you in
Gundy
a good
was
way
a coach.
Or a bad way. In a good way.
I've been like,
I know what you're saying.
Do not talk to me if Mark Jackson isn't the next coach.
But you'd also want Jeff Van Gundy too.
I don't
want
to talk to you people. You understand? The Knicks tweeted out, "We love the album, family. They love me. Yeah. I'm the number one fan besides Frank."
Right. Well, I get it.
But I said, do not talk to me.
Oof.
This is Mark Jackson's team. Mm. They slightly scared me when they threw Van Gundy up there because now I'm like, you know,
you
I want Mark, but you got
to consider it.
All right, let's move to the Giants before we get. We're running up against here.
That's all right.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Joel, take somebody out of
it. You actually made a good point about every decade.
Every 80s, decade.
90s, 2000s, the 2010s, right. Happened in 11. When's the next one? When's the next one for our Giants?
I just hope that
right there
I just hope that the Giants. This is what happened with the Giants. They have to remember that we run the football and we rush with four.
Talking to a running
back. That's how we win Super Bowls. We rush four, get to the quarterback, and we run
the greatness of Saquon.
You know what I'm saying?
Greatness.
He's amazing. So I'm hoping that the Giants continue to go down the path that they're going this season, so we could get that kid, the D end,
Chase Young.
And I'm hearing OBJ wants to get out of Cleveland.
Are you on
bring him back?
Get out of here.
Bring him back.
Get out of here.
Let me tell you,
shout him down.
Hey, the quarterback we have now is he throws a deep ball really good.
He does. And he's an athlete.
You don't need that nonsense. Listen, Odell's a beast. You don't need that diva. You're right. You got to get the quarterback. You don't need Odell. You've been there. You've done that.
Yeah.
So that's Dre. That's Fat Joe. Give us another pop. Let us know.
Let me ask you a question. Did somebody ever pick up Antonio Brown again? Or he's done in the league?
I wouldn't touch him. I just don't. I don't think he's stable. One day he's happy. One day he's eviscerating the world.
There's a rant every week.
I wouldn't touch him. Next year, I think he's back in the NFL though.
All right.
Because he had nothing. None of these. These are all charges. Nothing has been proven.
Yep. The
I think
album
he's gonna play next
is
year.
Family Ties. Family it was ties. Out last week. It's got a heck of a roster on it. Cardi B is on it. Eminem, Mary J is on it. Little Wayne as well.
J,
BT, hit us with a beatbox before
let's
we go.
Now I'm on the come
on, dude. Come on, man.
Let's go, dude. Oh, jeez. I got to do it. Of course I'll tell you. You think I'm shy? I'm trying to get something in my head. Everybody
get right.
You have your methods. I got mine.
Right.
But chill out, man. You relax a little bit. give me a little something. You give me a little something. Just something. Anything.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Fat Joe. Y'all already know the boy got a flow. Hey. My boy, D.R.E. and Tiki's on the slide. When I rap, I just glide. You a real beatboxer.
Sign me up, brother.
No, I'm telling you. You had that little Dougie Fresh going
white
in.
White chocolate.
From
BK right here.
From BK.
After this one rocks the world, you got your next project.
Let's go.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Great to meet you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Really good to meet you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.